Elon Musk is in the news as usual. Like, it's a guaranteed thing Elon will be in the news at least 6 times every hour.
Pretty much.
And he has conducted a poll on Twitter.
Yep. So the poll says, should I step down as head of Twitter? I will abide by the results of this poll. And right now, he's losing this poll, basically, because yes is 58% with 58%,
yep,
with 3.8 million votes right now.
And no, I've checked since. It's about 5.5 million votes.
What's the percentage? Still 58?
It's still 58% to 42% that yes, Elon Musk should be.
So fake accounts probably kicking in, dude.
I mean, you would think that he would conduct the poll knowing that those fake accounts are inactive.
I mean, maybe he does the polls to find out who's a fake account.
He could, but then he also actually does what he says. The polls have been legit.
But who's going to be the head of Twitter if he steps down? What if he put, like, Trump as, like, head of the Twitter?
That is a possibility. I don't know if Trump would accept such
like,
a
maybe
task.
He did this on purpose so that he, because, you know, he's a massive troll.
He is a troll. But Trump, I mean, could you see Trump accepting this?
Yeah.
What about Jack? At Jack.
Dude, if at Jack.
He makes the risk return.
No, I think, like, didn't, like, he disagree with Jack?
Well.
About something? And then Dinesh.
Well, yeah.
Said Jack, that Jack should be arrested.
Well, Jack was complicit in Yoel Roth. I mean, I think that they knew, from what I know, Twitter knew about a lot of child predatorship and weird, nasty crap going on Twitter.
Yeah.
And Jack and the gang, Yoel Roth, who, like, if you look at his older tweets, pretty much complicit with the narrative of, like, pedophilia.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, Jack was, I think, pretty much ignored blatantly certain things, and he keeps trying to say he didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Jack knew everything, dude.
By the way, the show is explicit now.
Is it really?
So, if you want to say the F word. If you ever want to just say...
I guess this is the time to break out, huh?
Just start having, like, Tourette's. So just like, start cussing. But, yeah, that's what Elon... I don't know. Musk and Jack went back and forth a few times.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the results of this poll, which is looking in favor of Elon stepping down.
Well, the thing is Elon has a hard enough time finding a Tesla CEO.
Yeah, I don't think Tesla would be successful if somebody else was a CEO, though. I don't think he could step down as the Tesla CEO. I know that a lot of Tesla people are, like,
what about Chamath?
Frustrated with Chamath. A lot of Tesla people are frustrated with this whole Twitter thing because they're saying that he's spending too much time on Twitter. And then also they're saying that, you know, he's basically gone off the deep end because of this Twitter thing.
Right. But I mean, the logical people know that everything Elon is doing on Twitter is legit and fun and everything that Twitter needs in the Twitterverse.
Yeah.
And so what, I mean, who's he going to, I just don't see who he could possibly find to replace him as this Twitter figurehead. But I understand that it could work out better if he does do this. Because right now, a lot of people, whether they're smart or not smart, are very turned off by his behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you kind of neutralize his behavior and make Twitter like an open but fair place to conduct conversation or whatever it is, I think it might be the better move for Twitter regardless.
Yeah, and maybe they're going to pick like a person that's going to be more of a neutral party, you know, because obviously Elon Musk is now leaning towards the right side.
Right.
He's more on the conservative side. So like maybe they're going to try to find somebody who's neutral so that they can kind of take it from a neutral standpoint and that it will kind of satisfy both sides.
Right. But what do you make of him hanging out with Jared Kushner at the World Cup final?
I don't know, man. I really don't know how to read Elon sometimes.
What do you think about Jared Kushner? He bought a building, I think it was in New York, with the, like, specifically some, like, useless building he bought with the address 666, bro.
Yeah, that's...
Kushner's a strange character.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I trust Kushner. I mean,
think about it. Elon is a strange character, too. I mean, like, what was his Halloween party, like, outfit where he had, like, the upside-down cross and stuff or something?
He had the Baphomet on his chest, which is pretty much the Baal or whatever, that Baal guy, the Greek mythology freaking god of freaking transgenderism. I don't even know what it is, dude. It's something very weird.
But I mean, like, Elon is kind of weird at times too, and
he plays games, man.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if he's always trolling or just trolling sometimes. And
well, it's just kind of hard to understand how Elon went from full blown socialist, right? Pretty much like very, very left leaning. How do you flip that hard that quickly? I mean, I just understand. Is he kind of reeling people? Is the old bait and switch? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But regardless, he's going to have to replace himself in the CEO role at Twitter now that he's conducted the poll.
Yep.
And any guesses that who he might pick?
Oh man, that's
any names?
It's a tough question there. What I would like to see is, like, somebody like Trump, just so that he could troll even more.
What if he finds someone like...
Or like Don Jr., you know?
He needs, like, a Joe Rogan type in terms of, like, being right down the middle.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's definitely, like, right down the middle.
Yeah, but also, I mean, it's hard to say because, like, the thing about Rogan is he's a left-leaning guy a lot of the time, but he does believe in, like, free speech. You just need a free speech guy. You don't need a guy who's, like, ultra-conservative, Republican, right? You need a guy who believes in free speech.
A neutral party.
Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Just kidding.